Fads come and go, and nowhere more than in the world of weight loss. That's why Noom's weight management programs are made to last. Noom uses science and personalization to help you manage your weight for the long term. Their psychology-based approach helps you build better habits and behaviors that are easier to maintain. The best part? You decide how Noom fits into your life, not the other way around. Sign up for your trial today at Noom.com. That's N-O-O-M.com to sign up for your trial today.
What is happening? Welcome to the Post Pitch Podcast, your morning pitching podcast from pitchables.com. My name is Zach Pollock. Today is September 6th, and yes, we are going to talk about baseball. Do you have PL Plus? No, get out of here. This is just for PL Plus members. Thank you all so much for supporting what we do. Hunter Brown made his MLB debut yesterday. I expected nothing out of this. What does he do? 6 innings, 0 runs, 3 hits, 1 walk, 5 Ks, and 79 pitches against the Rangers, 30% CSW. He was dotting 97 mile per hour heaters in that first inning. It did come down as it went on for these six frames. He threw a 95.7 mile per hour slider. What? It absolutely insane. I did not expect this at all. Looks like the Astros just have another gem. I will say, he's not as good as this line. He's going to have some struggles as the command in the minors was bad. I think he wasn't really putting everything exactly where he wanted in this one. And it's not guaranteed that he's going to do well. That said, Tigers and Athletics are next, and he's worth it to pick up in your leagues right now. Just go get Hunter Brown. Do that. Now, Ryan Nelson also made his MLB debut for the Diamondbacks, and for some reason, I feel like I've seen him before, but I guess not. He hasn't made any starts in the majors against the Padres. Got the win in 7 innings, 87 pitches, 0 runs, 4 hits, 0 walks, and 7 Ks. I watched this one, too. What is going on? Well, he fired 95 mile per hour four seamers in this one. Also hits 97, 98 in the first inning, like Hunter Brown did. He has a curve that he landed for 7 out of 12 called strikes, which is wonderful. Had a decent slider in there. I don't love his mechanics. I feel it's very slow than super quick. And generally, those kinds of pitchers are worse at the command because it's all of a sudden, it's a lot of things happening all at once. As opposed to something smoother that is then easier to control and manipulate as you want, right? It's possible he takes Tommy Henry's spot in the rotation. Maybe it's a six man in Arizona. I'm not exactly sure. The problem here is that he gets either Coors or the Dodgers next if he is sticking in this rotation. And that's not worth your time. So you don't need to pick up Ryan Nelson right now. And that, by the way, it's Ryan, R-Y-N-E. It's interesting. He throws hard. And he has a big curveball, but I don't know if I absolutely love it. Also, being super over the top generally doesn't mean well for getting whiffs at the top of the zone, VAA and all of that, vertical approach angle. Curious how that's going to work. At the same time, Juan Soto swung through a heater at 96, and it was pretty cool to see that from Nelson. Lance Lynn against the Mariners got his aces going to ace tag as he went 7 innings and 11 Ks and 25 whiffs for a Gallows pull. It's what you want to see. Jose Suarez worked out as a stream against the Tigers. 7 innings, 0 runs, 3 hits, 1 walk, and 7 Ks. A lot of guys with 7 innings and 0 runs. 15 whiffs here. Blame it on the Tigers a bit. He does get Cleveland next. I don't think I want to do it. I don't really think that Jose Suarez is consistently good enough. And the Guardians are actually kind of sneaky good at times. I don't think I'm going to start Jose Suarez there. Anibal Sanchez against the Cardinals. Went 5 innings, 0 runs, 2 hits, 2 walks, 3 Ks. Maybe the Cardinals are just not as good, guys. It's Arenado and Goldschmidt and not much else, maybe? I don't know. Don't worry about Anibal Sanchez. You might want to say Vargas, but it's the Phillies and then Atlanta twice in the Phillies. You want to do that. Martin Perez. Ooh, he went against the Astros. 7 innings, 1 run, 6 hits, 1 walk, and 5 strikeouts. And 10 whiffs, 25% CSW, 103 pitches here. The changeup was really good down and arm side. He had a cutter hugging the edge. By the way, it's Ryan, not Ryan. I believe. So just like Ryan Sandberg, as Chad is telling me. I want to make sure I got that right. But Martin Perez, it does seem like he's coming back here. And if he does do well against the Jays, which is a really tough call if you want to do that one, he would get the Rays and the Angels and the Mariners and the Yankees. So you may want to hold on to it. That's such a tough call. I don't know if I have the guts to start him against the Jays. Blake Snell did exceptionally well, earned a King Cole, 40% CSW, 20 whiffs, 10 Ks. He's won 6 innings and 1 earned run and 5 base runners against the Diamondbacks. Slider was 15 of 38 whiffs. Insanity. Thing is, he gets the Dodgers now. I'm going to do it. If the slider is this good, like this good, I'm going to do it. Go take him down, Snell. Jack Flaherty returned from the IL, was sitting 92 to 93 early, but ramped up. He got back to 94 consistently, which is good. He gets the Pirates and the Reds next. Then he went 5 innings, 91 pitches. I think that's one of the biggest news of this. 91, which means he's ready to go 6 frames against the Pirates and the Reds. It's exactly what you want. 100 runs, 6 hits, 1 walk, 6 Ks. Let's go, Jack Flaherty. Adrian Houser, I don't know how he did this in Coors. Don't do this. He went 100 runs in 5 innings. Whatever. Kevin Gausman, ace is going to ace against the... Actually, not ace is going to ace. He's not quite deserving of that because of the whip being really high. But yeah, he did great against the Orioles. You know that. Moving on. Michael Wacha did well against the Rays. Good to see that. The changeup was back at 10 whiffs here. The fastball's down to 91.8, which is not what you want. But he had good command of it. That's fine. He got the Rays here. I think you're going to keep rolling with Wacha through September. We'll see how this goes. Jose Berríos is a cherry bomb. Went against the Orioles, gave you a dusty donut, though. 6 innings and a win and 2 in runs, but 8 hits, 2 walks, 2 strikeouts. That's a really bad whip and not many Ks. Now he gets the Rays and the Orioles and the Rays. I think you're going to do it. Oh, good luck. Tristan McKenzie against the Royals did fine. And he had his slider for strikes, which is really nice to see. 79%, very rare considering he has not been able to command that pitch at all. Got it in the zone. This is more control than command. He gets the Twins next twice in a row. I think you're going to do it, and you're going to start him the rest of the way. Jameson Taillon against the Twins was eh. I guess the Rays and Orioles next. I think you're just going to keep going with that. Chris Archer did pretty much the same. 5 innings, 200 runs for both Taillon and Archer here. So he against the Yankees, but he's just not worth a roster spot because he gets pulled before Taillon does most of the time. And yeah, you just don't want to do it. Logan Webb against the Dodgers came through. Those who had the guts to do it. 6 innings, 2 runs, 7 hits, 0 walks, and 6 strikeouts. Now he's going to get the Dodgers and the Rockies in Coors in 2 of his next 3 starts. Be careful. But I think he just keeps starting Logan Webb. Keegan Aiken went in for Jordan Lyles because he was sick, so we're not going to talk about that one. Marco Gonzalez went against the White Sox. He did well, and now he gets the Angels, Royals, Rangers and Detroit next after he has to deal with Atlanta. So you don't want him for the Atlanta start, but you might want to jump in after that. Brady Singer against the Guardians. Very underwhelming. I mean, this really did not help you in most leagues. If you're in a quality start league, fine. You got a very poor quality start. 6 innings, 3 runs, 9 hits, 0 walks, and 1 strikeout. How am I going to butter my bread with this? Because this is really, really bad. That's just 2 clunkers in a row, but he gets Detroit next. That's good. Everything's okay. Just keep starting Singer for now. Luis Patino, we're not going to chase this because a four-seamer isn't as good as it used to be when against Boston. Not fun. Mike Ballman, don't care. Ryan Feltner, don't care. Tyler Alexander, do not care. 4.1 innings of 6-run runs. And there's Andrew Heaney, 5.1 innings of 6-run runs, 6 hits, 1 walk, 8 Ks. You can see the 6-run runs and 6 hits, and you know what happened here. He allowed 4 home runs. 4 of them. Just like the old days, right? Very, very frustrating, but the slider had a 41% CSW. He tossed 90 pitches. You just keep starting Heaney. He should be much better than this. Looking forward to today, tomorrow, and Thursday, because that's what we do on Tuesdays. We had the massive article yesterday. Hopefully you find that very helpful. Look at all of the teams inside of that edition of the list. It's going to help you dramatically figure out where you want to target certain pitchers in certain matchups. Just find the green and find the blue. And that's all you need to do. It rhymes, guys. Today's pitchers, Aaron Nola, Shane Bieber, Garrett Cole, Joe Musgrove, Kyle Wright, Framber Valdez, Tyler Anderson, Merrill Kelly, Logan Gilbert, Tywin Walker, Jesus Lizardo, Joe Ryan, and Drew Rasmussen are all in that auto start tier. Pretty straightforward stuff here. Probably start, it's Brandon Woodruff, Johnny Cueto, and Jose Quintana. Kind of interesting. I have Drew Rasmussen in the auto start today, and then probable start for Jeffrey Springs tomorrow. I feel a little bit better about Rasmussen right now. I think is a little bit lower of a floor for Jeffrey Springs. That's why I have that separation. But honestly, both of them, I could put Drew Rasmussen in the probable start tier. Something to note. Woodruff, Cueto, and Quintana are in the probable start tier. Woodruff goes in cores, and it's really unfortunate. I think you're just going to go with Cueto, and you have Quintana, who hasn't as supreme command, but he does get the Nationals. Questionable start tier, you have Eduardo Rodriguez, Cole Irvin, Kyle Bradish, Rich Hill, Mike Myers, and Wade Miley. Wade Miley's coming back from the IL, goes against the Reds. I'm curious how that one's going to go. Eduardo Rodriguez has not had his good stuff. He could eke it out against the Angels. I don't really love this. Stream pick of the day is Kyle Bradish, unfortunately, because it's the Jays. I don't love this at all. Love tomorrow's. We'll get to that in a second. His slider has been good. It's been two good starts, but I really don't want to risk that. Cole Irvin's also going against Atlanta. You don't want to do that. Rich Hill against the Rays. It's a cherry bomb. Mike Myers gets the, Mike Myers, against the Tigers. It's the Tigers, but it's also Mike Myers. And the do not start tier, Justin Dunn has a chance against the Cubs. I'm not going to chase it. Same with Mitch White against the Orioles. Very limited ceiling there. Mitch Keller gets the Mets. Glen Otto against the Astros. Absolutely not. Paulo Espino gets the Cardinals. There's a little bit of interest there, but not going to do it. Chris Bubich against the Guardians, no way. Chad Kuhl hosting the Brewers and Coors, no way. And watching Hyung against the Dodgers, no thank you. Looking forward to tomorrow. It's actually a pretty easy and straightforward one, I think. You have in the top tier, DeGrom and Bassett are going against the Pirates. Castillo, Strider, Kershaw, Manoa, Darvish, Javier, Christian Javier, Jordan Montgomery, and Patrick Sandoval all in the top tier. Very clear starts. Probable stars, Bailey Falter is my stream pick of the day against the Marlins. I'm all for that one. Jeffrey Springs, as I mentioned, against the Red Sox. But both of those could honestly even be like auto start. I would say Drew Rasmussen and Jeffrey Springs. I know that's very strange. I'm actually thinking to myself that's a little weird. But honestly, just start them both and everything's fine. Questionable start tier, you have much more, a bigger separation than you normally have, I think, from the probably start one. But you have Domingo Herman, Dean Kramer, and Trevor Rogers are the more intriguing ones. Maybe you can say Pivetta and Kopech as well. Herman gets the Twins, though. I don't really want to do that. Same with Kramer against the Jays. Trevor Rogers had a really nice changeup last time, but he does get the Phillies next. It's a little risky, and I don't necessarily if I want to do that, if I really buy into Trevor Rogers being so much better with that changeup consistently now. Nick Pivetta has a good opportunity here against the Rays, but it's Nick Pivetta. And Michael Kopech is coming back from the IL, which is exciting, but still ill, right? Mariners, I don't want to break that rule. Alex Cobb gets the Dodgers. Oh, boy. No. Drew Hutchinson against the Angels. Oh, Lord. You have Zach Greinke against the Guardians. He's coming back from the IL as well, but maybe he can, you know, plod along for 5+ innings, and Javier Assad is hosting the Reds, one of the best matchups you can get, and Javier Assad has a good cutter. This could work too. On the other side of that game is Mike Minor in the do not start tier. I just do not care for Mike Minor. Ken Waldichuk against the Atlanta Braves. Waldichuk has a really nice fastball and a good breaking ball. This has a small chance of working. I like his stuff maybe later on in the month. Eric Lauer goes into Coors. Cole Ragans is coming back and gets the Astros. Johan Oviedo I kind of dig, but it is the Mets. No, Tommy Henry against the Padres. Kyle Freeland hosting the Brewers. Bryce Wilson, Corey Abbott, Cody Morris, and then whoever the Twins are starting. We don't know who that is. Looking forward to Thursday. Not many games are going on Thursday. Nestor Cortez against the Twins. Coming back from the IL. It is a still ill against the Twins. It's a top of questionable. I just got to follow my rules. Dylan Cease is going to be the number one likely against Oakland. Sonny Gray against the Yankees is a probable start. J.P. Sears against the White Sox is underneath Nestor Cortez in the questionable start tier. Sandy Alcantara will be underneath Cease against the Phillies. He hasn't looked as good lately. Kind of weird for me to do that, but that's what I think I needed to do. Kyle Gibson is a probable start against the Marlins. Josiah Gray against the Cardinals, bottom of questionable. Oh, I don't really want to do that. Adrian Sampson's also bottom of questionable against the Reds. I think I prefer... Who do I prefer? I think there's more risk with Josiah Gray, but a higher ceiling. Luis Sessa against the Cubs. That's also bottom of question, but that could work, honestly. Good slider. Corbin Burns against the Giants, and so is Freddy Peralta. Both of those are auto starts. Same with Adam Wainwright against the Nationals. And then the Giants have a doubleheader. Hagel against the Brewers. No way. And same with Jacob Junis against the Brewers. That is a questionable start tier. So I think the only do not start is Sean, and a lot of other guys are questionables. But all right, that is going to do it for today. Good luck this week. It's your fantasy playoffs. We're here for you. Good luck. There's an off chance. No, I don't think I can do it. I think the very last week I might do some weekend. Maybe we'll see. We'll talk about having extra plus push podcasts if I can. But that's it. So thank you all so much for supporting what we do. My name is Nick Pollock. May your BABIPs be low and your strikeouts high.